In the ancient days, when kings ruled with wisdom, and the whispers of the divine touched the ears of mortals, there existed a talisman of immense power. Forged in the heavens and bestowed upon the wisest of all monarchs, this legendary ring was not merely a symbol of royal authority, but a tool of profound spiritual significance. Endowed with the sacred geometry of the pentacle, the seal was inscribed with the ineffable name of God, and granting divine authority to command the spirits of the air, the demons of the earth, and the jinn of fire. With this seal, a person could converse with animals, speak with spirits, and unveil the hidden mysteries of the world. Hearken, listeners, as the theorists traverse the sands of the ancient lands and uncover the mystic might of this celestial emblem in the Seal of Solomon.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing. I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Obviously missing the face of the show. Face the one that runs the place. We wish him the best. If you're on our Patreon, you would know. Immediate member of the family lost, taken unexpectedly, quickly. So we wish him the best. We'll support him as he goes through it. Not easy. Not easy at all. So send your best to Braden and his family. Guy's a fucking beauty and he's had a rough year, so.
I mean, he's all right, but absolutely send him his condolences.
Don't send him any money.
Don't send him any money. Send him.
Or if you are, send the money to us. We'll make sure he gets to the right place.
Yeah, of course. You can direct it. Yeah, direct it right to one of us. Anyways, this week, talking about the Seal of Solomon, or the Ring of Solomon, kind of goes hand in hand, some depending which way you search, but some cool old mythology, cool story.
I think a lot of people forget about how much like wizard shit that is in the Bible. Like, it's insane when you go through and read it like front to back. You're like, holy fuck! Like, this dude is. If you go back to like something like, you're like, oh, like Moses is like fucking Gandalf, and then goddamn fucking King Solomon is like. Well, I mean, if you look at him one way, he's like the Saruman of dude Christianity.
I will raise you one fucking Lord of the Rings and say Game of Thrones. Especially this fucking story. Like, there's some
dark.
Like, this kid, Solomon, is born out of some like dark, lusty fucking
cult magic. Wrath,
yeah. Like, crazy shit. Like, the son of a fucking giant slayer.
Mm hmm.
You know, and then you like, man, we'll get into it. Like, we got to talk. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're talking about that Solomon. So it's that Seal of Solomon. So King Solomon, who's obviously from the, from one of the stories of most people remember him from proving his wisdom of being the child with the two mothers, where you have the mothers coming in and asking the king to arbitrate, King Solomon to arbitrate over whether which is the true mother of this child. Then the child, you know, one mother, you know, Solomon says, okay, well, we'll just cut him in half then. And both of you can have a piece of the baby. And one mother, of course, being like, no, no, no. You know, give the child to the other woman who claims to be his mother. And Solomon says, it's you. Do you obviously?
Yeah, but we're all like, we're assuming that this is wisdom and him not just being fucking bored and being like, I'm sick of hearing this shit.
Yeah, I'm tired of your fucking shit.
I don't give a fuck. Like, slice it up, take it. I don't give a shit. And then everybody's like, that was some wise shit. Like, well, that was crazy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
But it's like, it's nuts when you think about this, because like his dad, David, mm-hmm. right? David versus the Goliath, mm-hmm. right? Like this noble dude. Do you know how Solomon came to like be fucking like how him David met his mother and all that shit?
Dude, these stories are so, I haven't had like read these stories. Dude,
from Saul to David to Solomon is all crazy shit. Like it's all super nuts.
King David, this is Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. This King David is in love with Bathsheba, this beautiful fucking lady who is like betrothed to Uriah, one of his soldiers. So he knowingly sends Uriah into battle with no one to protect him, and dude gets murdered, and then he scoops fucking Bathsheba. Yeah. And then Solomon fucking marries her, knocks her up. He has another son, I believe, mm-hmm. before.
Yeah,
older son. So Solomon is his second son, mm-hmm. who we all know from Game of Thrones, second sons, mm-hmm. they're fucking worthless. Second sons don't get shit.
Now you send him to the clergy. Right?
Yeah. Garbage.
But Solomon's maester steps in and is like, listen, like I'm this fucking kid's number one. I'm teaching him. David, this guy's been chosen by God for a reason. You got to put this guy, you got to make this guy number one. So he does. Like, dude, it's nuts. I'm telling you, you fucking just like go a little lighter on the fucking God shit and I'd be into this. This is kind of, it's
the stories are fucking wild.
It's crazy.
The Old Testament stories.
You know, like just, you know, tone down the preachy stuff and like you got yourself some fucking spicy shit.
So Solomon, most historians kind of place his reign around like the first millennium BC, like between 970 and 931. And he was like what would be considered like the third and last king of what was the United Kingdom of Israel. So following Saul, then David. In the Old Testament, he's kind of described as the person whom God gave wisdom and understanding beyond measure. So he is like the Bible's wisest man. And if you go through most of it. And the funny thing is that, you know, I mean, if you go along with some of the ancient astronauts kind of stuff, like if he was granted wisdom, right, and he's granted this you know, immense capacity for problem solving, for architecture, for all of these things. Because, I mean, he asked for it. Like, he's come down and God pretty much asked him, like, what do you want? Like, what do you, you're the best. You're number one. I'll give you anything that you want, you know, grant you any wish.
I want wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't want the ability to fly or shoot lasers out of my eyeballs.
No, I don't need any of that. Yeah. I want to be super smart and I want a palace made of gold mm-hmm. and cedar. And, oh, it's just this fucking guy. I love gold. This guy's pretty much gold finger.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he just wasn't an alien in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, could be. So, I mean, he's pretty much downloaded all the wisdom in order to, and the thing, it's more magnanimous where he's kind of like, he asks for wisdom when, in order to properly govern the people. Like he wants to be able to make them happy and make his country prosperous. So that's why he asks for wisdom. He's like, so I can make my people happy. So I can govern, you know, as a prince.
He's sitting on his fucking gold throne and he's got these two fucking ladies like arguing over this baby and he's sitting there praying to God. And God's just like, I don't know, man, cut the baby in half. Like, I don't fucking know what you want from me, man. And then everybody just loses their mind.
But it's also kind of, it's just interesting how far Solomon's legacy kind of reaches, where it's like he's pretty much like always kind of like the comparison for like if you or the person that you want to go against, if you're comparing somebody's wisdom, you're like, you know, you have the wisdom of Solomon, you're fucking Shazam, you know, that's wisdom of Solomon. Like that's where that's the smartest person alive is Solomon. And it reaches all the way, like you have it like reaching all the way through Christendom, through Islam, through, you know, even mentions of him in like parts of India, like he was known or his feats of wisdom and governance are known. So it's like something that kind of like transcends all the religions and kind of cements him as just being kind of like an ideal that people can like reach to.
Well, yeah, because like I remember, he has some like famous interaction with the Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
Which, right? So then they're...
Which, like, people are still trying to figure out if she actually existed, if she was a real person. Like, that's one of those things that's like, there's an anecdote about him.
I thought she always was. Like, I thought that, isn't she like an Ethiopian queen or something?
They're thinking that she was from Ethiopia. Like, but they're not exactly, I don't think they've actually definitively said, like, who she was exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is an anecdote about him, you know, her traveling, you know, hearing of his exploits and his wisdom. She comes to test him. And she,
yeah, you know, what are the questions? That's what I'm curious. What are you asking in that scenario? You hear you're across the land from a different kingdom.
I imagine it was like a Who Wants to Be. Yeah. I imagine it was some kind of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of setup. And then she kind of walked in there and it was like, yeah, let's go. You know, I mean, she brought all her gold or something like that. And it's like, you know,
Regis Philbin game show.
You know, Regis Philbin was there because he's
someone's banging the gong
because he's been around forever. So he's like, he was there.
Oh, no. What were the horns? The Israeli, those big fucking horns that they used to bugle.
Oh, shit.
What are those called? That was like the instrument.
Yeah, it's what Larry David does to save himself from the fucking white supremacist. What's it called?
Israel horn instrument, the shofar.
Starts with a Y, right? Oh, shofar. Yeah.
Okay. It's like a big, like, it's like a ram's horn or something. Oh, okay. Right?
Oh. You remember that when the fucking Klansman's like banging on his door and he gets it from the rabbi? Starts blowing it on his deck.
Intimidating. I mean, it's
so funny, man.
Curb's a great fucking show. So funny.
And, I mean, but most of the stuff that he's known for, yes, he was, you know, he made Israel outrageously wealthy at the time, like trade magnate, like it becoming like a metropolitan.
Alliances. Yeah. Too, right? Like, mm-hmm. he married a fucking...
he married everybody. Like, that was his thing, man.
Hey, we're going to talk about it later because, like, this guy could control demons, everybody's demons but his own.
Yeah.
But this guy was a fucking pussy hound.
I mean, we talk about now. With, like, with that was much his gold? Thing.
Of course.
That was like, well, that was his thing. It was like, how better to cement your alliance with your surrounding neighbors than to marry everybody's daughters? Like, that's kind of what he did. He was just like,
he's
like,
well, everywhere.
You know, I'll just, yeah, well, you know, we'll cement this trade deal and then I'll go ahead and marry your daughter. She can join my harem. You know, cool. Or we're best buds. Like, it's just kind of what he did.
Guy's got queens in his harem.
And yeah, fucking... like multiple queens.
Well, it said he had like 700 normal women and 300 queens or something, mm-hmm. right? Like he had a harem of 1,000 women. Yeah.
Outrageous.
A thousand?
Fuck that. Yeah.
So you had, you know, dude with the biggest brain and biggest mojo ever. And
biggest penis.
And you're probably. Like, and if that wasn't enough, yeah. If that wasn't enough, he's granted another, like tons of treasures. Like these, all these treasures that like exhibited, like, you know, mystical powers that he had, not just the one that we're going to talk about, the Seal of Solomon, but he had other things that all were contained within the Temple of Solomon, which, you know, eventually was plundered and a lot of those treasures went missing, if they existed at all. One of them was, of course, the Ark of the Covenant.
Nazis got them.
Yeah, Ark of the Covenant being studied by top men somewhere, yep. Right? Apparently, he had 77 tables made of gold and... Which is crazy that you bunch of tables. Gold. Yeah, but the thing is, the special thing about these tables is apparently the gold was from the gates from the Garden of Eden. Like, that's where I was like, what?
Like, yeah, that lines up.
So where was this gold from the Garden of Eden for the, well, because we're 1,000 years. So for what, like 4,000 years before this is the start of creation?
And you dug it up.
Where was that gold just chilling?
Just dug it up. Go find it somewhere. He's the Wisdom of Solomon. It was probably
God told him where it
was buried with all those diamonds and the crazy and the monkeys from Congo. Like,
no, but this guy like loved to live large, man. Like he was super extravagant. He had his harems and like his temples and stuff like that. Like they imported all the cedar from Lebanon, from Tyre. They got fucking gold everywhere. Like this guy knew how to do it. he kind of sound like you tell me all this, but he kind of I get like some Ozymandias vibes from him.
Why?
You
know? Why cedar was right? Cedar like the?
Well, he was like the wisest man. Like that was his thing. Like,
that's what I mean. It seems kind of like
why? Why they want like, the gold makes sense, but you know what? I like a nice fresh cut cedar plank.
That cedar is big in the Bible, but it, also in the Middle East. Like, I don't know. Is that probably, it's probably one of the best maybe types of wood in the Middle East, I'm assuming.
Maybe for both.
But it's from Lebanon, so it's good.
That's, I mean, it's, I guess it's good. It's a very water don't resistant. Look in. maybe build boats out of it.
Our cedar is the best.
They're known for their cedar. Isn't it on the flag, right. The tree?
It's right there.
Yeah, right there on the flag. Yeah. Yeah. Just like Canada and their maple leaf.
Yeah, you guys got a leaf. We got a whole fucking tree.
A whole tree.
All right.
One uppers. Hey, fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was not only did he have those things, but he was also like, he was also granted a number of other objects, which kind of allowed him to do pretty much like magic. Like he had one, he had, you know, at least one or two, it said like in the, you know, the mystical or the Kabbalistic, parts of like the Bible where it's like, oh, he was also in possession of a number of tomes and grimoires, which also had things for, you know.
He carried the entire Dungeons and Dragons spell book in his pocket.
Yeah, yeah,
he was the OG Dungeon Master. Yeah.
He knew until Gary Gygax showed up, yeah.
Well, isn't it like he's considered a mage, isn't he?
He's, that's what I said. Like, he's kind of like a wizard. Yeah. Like, and we'll kind of get into this now where it's like, not only did he have these, like, these magnificent grimoires and tomes and texts, which like detailed out instructions for summoning spirits, casting spells, creating specific talismans. And one of the most powerful talismans that he did have was known as the Seal of Solomon. So the Seal of Solomon is described in like a couple different ways. Number one, it's like it's a series of symbols, usually marked out and like using. Sometimes it's represented as a pentagram, like it's pretty much like a pentagram in a circle or a hexagram, yep. In a six-pointed star within there. And this thing is kind of like it. It's supposed to represent the way that it's drawn out. It's representing like both the union of opposites, both heaven and earth.
I heard it's like it's got like a male and a feminine, like
a brass and
masculine
iron.
And feminine fucking,
right.
I don't know.
Well, with like the hexagram, I mean, that's always kind of been the thing where it's like two triangles, one triangle pointing up, one triangle pointing down, like laid on top of each other.
So the one up is the P and the one down is the V. Mm-hmm. Is that,
yeah,
is that what we're going with?
Yep. At least that's what the Da Vinci Code told me anyway. So, okay. and then the, and this one, it's like that this specific seal was not only like, did you have this thing that could be inscribed on, you know, various objects, but one of the objects that it was specifically inscribed on was a signet ring, that Solomon possessed. And this was like
pimp ring.
Yeah. Just a really pinky. Nice one.
I heard he had it specially made for his pinky.
And this ring allowed him to control, and it was said to control spirits, both male and female, and as well as demons. So there's like a distinction, which I thought was interesting, that you have like both male and female spirits. Like they're not, I mean, I just thought that was kind of cool. It's just like, you know, you have those and then demons as well.
Well, he controls that one succubus with the goat legs.
So the ring is said to be comprised of like different types of metals, and depending on where you look, like it can be like made out of a number of things. So some Jewish and Islamic traditions have the Seal of Solomon being made of both brass and iron, which are two metals that are symbolic, representing the union of opposites. So you have both strength and like resilience, and like, you know, so you can bend it. It can be molded, but it's also
that's I find it weird that they just didn't like the gold would be the resilient, malleable metal. I mean, brass to an extent, but gold seems to be, like, it's always gold. Why brass now?
Yeah, and that's another one, is that there are some texts that describe it as actually being made of gold or including gold in it as well. So gold being...
Well, that would track more with fucking this guy. Like, this guy's got gold everything.
Gold, woven gold ring.
Being that gold is, you know, it is the easiest to work with. It is a representative of wealth and purity, like that kind of thing.
It looks the best. It's bone.
It represents things like eternal value and also, you know, wisdom.
Ballin.
Yeah.
Wealth.
Yeah. Ballin. If you have wisdom, then ballin. You obviously must be rich, right? Like back then. And then, but regardless of what the ring is actually made out of, it's said that the important thing that is this. It's always inscribed with the tetragrammaton or
that's
the
four. That's a great name. I've never even heard that before. Name. Tetragrammaton.
You heard the tetragrammaton.
Okay, wait. Pause. Bad name check. Tetra.
Probably.
Either that.
I'm sure it is.
Or Carnival Ride.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Tetra.
If it's not a Christian rock band,
it's probably a Jewish metal band.
Yeah. Tetra Grammaton.
Yeah.
Artists. Ours, yeah. There's a few.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with the Tetragrammaton, that is the four-letter name of God, which I think is usually like YHWH. It's like in the Old Testament, at least. Like it's like Yahweh, kind of.
Yeah, the OG.
But yeah.
This guy has so many names.
But that inscription is always described as being crucial to its power of being like, wielding control over these insubstantial spirits and demons. So Solomon was given this ring. Like,
Hold on. Before we get into how he got the ring, you mentioned a bunch of stuff. When you talk about his like grimoires and all that, and then there's the lesser key of Solomon, the book, literally an ancient Pokédex.
It is.
What? Like, seriously, like the whole fucking, it's like got all the different types of demons. Mm-hmm. They're like water demons, earth demons, wind demons, how you catch them.
Yeah.
Where to find them.
Their resistances and their weaknesses.
Yeah. And that's
legit. It's literally an ancient Pokédex.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure like a lot of that knowledge that is put in there is said to have been granted. It's like he got that by using the signet to control demons and then basically interrogate them about like all of their
kin. I heard
that's it badass.
Was, yeah, I heard God commissioned Professor Oak to help him make it. That's the only guy.
That's your dude.
That's it. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you can do all the Pokemon in the Kanto region. Why don't you do all the demons of hell while you're at it? And, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll send a 10-year-old out to fight all these demons. This is electric rat.
Fuck yeah.
So, apparently, like, Solomon came into possession of the signet ring after he had noticed the son of one of his master workmen had just been, like, losing weight at, like, a outstanding rate. Like it's just something like kid was seriously unhealthy.
People tend to like stop eating and kind of be disheveled and not take care of themselves while they're being fucking sexually abused. Like this poor fucking kid. This fucking demon literally would come up when this kid's sleeping and suck on his thumb. That's some next level fucking like that's, sexual harassment. That's
a fuck yeah. Sexual haunting.
Can you imagine? I'd rather like just kill me, man.
Just murder me. Stop. Just kill me. Stop murder sucking me on my thumb. It's just like, yeah, like
imagine waking up and you like look down and it's sucking on
your sleep paralysis like, oh demon isn't standing ominously in the corner, like in the all that's covered by shadows. It's sucking your thumb. That's even that is worse. Now that I think
sucking
about
your thumb, it's probably got its fucking like tongue in your ear. Like
there's nothing you can do about it. Now I'm going to suck your toes next.
There's a horror movie that hasn't been made right there.
Oh, it's horrible.
Even they gave this kid like a double ration, like double food supply, everything, like trying to get him, you know, to fatten him up some bit. Like he's just like, kid is like skin and bones, you know, well, can't
Solomon
sleep.
Really liked this kid for some reason. Yeah. They don't really explain why. He was like the head contractor's kid or something.
Yeah. I mean, you probably saw the kid around, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he looks like you're
good kid. He's got nice thumbs. Yeah.
sounds like a little skinny there. Like, you know, like, of course, Solomon turns to his, you know, his big buddy God, the big G, to be like, hey, can you help me like with this problem? And so, you know, God answers him by sending him this ring and has this engraving of the Seal of Solomon. So the hexagram or the pentagram, depending on what you look at. And
with these symbols combined, you are King Solomon.
So he's got this thing and it's saying that with it, thou shalt lock up all demons of the earth, male and female. And with their help, thou shalt build up Jerusalem. But thou must wear the seal of God and this engraving of the seal of the ring sent thee is a Pentalpha. So
Dan, that wasn't epic enough of a reading.
It's like a two different.
Can you put some like ye old on there?
Take, O Solomon, mm-hmm. King, son of David, the gift which the Lord God has sent thee, the highest Sabbath. With it thou shalt lock up all demons of the earth, male and female, and with that, with their help, thou shalt build up Jerusalem.
Yeah, something like that.
He hath there spoken. We go. It was beautiful.
Now in Hebrew.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably could have done it if I would have given more of my time. If I would have known that you were going to ask me to do that. I would have prepared.
You should just know everything, Dan.
I know. I don't have it loaded up right now. I can't store everything up there. There's not enough storage. Yes. So I have some external. I have external drives.
He's only got a 2 terabyte M2 drive. It doesn't, yeah. You know. Upgrade.
When he receives this ring, Solomon's able to bring demons under control, and he starts with the demon that is, you know, abusing this poor kid, sucking on his thumbs. And this
good start.
This one is known as, he gets its name being Ornias.
Ornias.
Ornias, the fucking pedo demon.
Ornias, the horniest.
And this is a lot of the information that, you know, or at least some of that portion of the information comes from him about getting other demons. Like, he comes in and starts, you know, he starts questioning.
Yeah, Ornias fucking ratted out all the boys.
He did,
right away.
He fucking did.
They're demons. Yeah. They want more.
Ornias is a little bitch. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Ornias is a little bitch.
Demons don't have
he's
rules.
He's smart. He knows. Pedos don't want to go to jail. They die right away.
Especially demon pedos.
Yeah. Demon pedos.
I think they would get like extra points for being like a demon. Like, you're the worst guy.
No, demons. Even demos don't fuck with pedos, man. Right. Nobody fucks with pedos.
Like, it's, there's like a tear and they're like, oh man. Yeah. You came to fucking the wrong place, dude.
It's the sin that transcends all realms.
Absolutely.
High heavens and burning hells included. Yeah. Well, don't talk to the priests, I guess, though. But.
And so there is a number, like, it's probably like in most of the stories and folklore about King Solomon and his exploits with demons, there's like no less than probably like 10 demons that all have really rad names that he controls. Seven. Is it seven?
There's seven. It's kind of like Demon Slayer. They've got like seven head demons.
The seven prime evils of the burning hells. You got Diablo and Mephisto and Baal.
Well, it's like you have Ornias.
You got like the seven. You have the seven captains, and then he's got 72 other ones that are in the
right.
Book,
so there's like seven. He's got Ornias. He's got Beelzebub. Yeah. Onoscalus.
I think that's the sexy one.
Abezetabod. Abezetabod. Ephibus. Lix Tetrax. Scepter or Scepteros, Tephras,
Lix Tetrax,
Ball
is the sexy one.
That's
for sure.
Sexy, yeah.
That's a sexy name.
And Ball, of course.
Yeah. The Lord of Destruction himself.
Which one is that one? I'm trying to, which finds Lix Tetrax, really is influenced with the natural elements. Yeah, each one of these demons is like associated with, different things that he kind of learns about. What they do and like what they have power over. And some of the demons have like specific things where they're like, they have power over destruction or like elemental powers like wind and earth. Some of them, other ones are more like deception and like stuff that kind of on the darker scheme of things.
Well, unfortunately for these guys, the only thing they're going to have power over is manual labor.
Yeah, especially one of the big ones that he takes control over. And that one being like the super cool one of Asmodeus.
Asmodeus.
Everybody says it. Yeah, I've heard it said like so many different. Dude. I have so many different.
This is the one he flogs.
Well, even before that, shame. Oh my God.
Shame.
He doesn't even like necessarily himself bring Asmodeus under control. It's actually like an elaborate scheme to like capture him. It's like Tom and Jerry level shit, like to capture this guy.
It's a whole fucking operation.
Yeah. Solomon being renowned for his wisdom, he decides to go ahead and build his temple, like his giant temple in Jerusalem. And he needs the he decides that he's going to, you know, he's figured out most of like the names of the demons. And he says like the kind of the best one to get on the team is going to be Asmodeus, the king of demons, who is known for his great strength and knowledge. And so he figures like, you know.
And I'm also continuous everyday routines.
Yeah, he's 151. Yeah. He's 151 in the Pokedex, the Demodex or whatever. You know? Yeah. and so.
But literally, he looked at this guy's size and I'm like, yeah, this guy looks like he can lift a lot.
Yeah.
This dude, he looks like he's going to be
a good help me build.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is oddly enough, because like essentially what this guy's doing is he's creating his own demon slaves.
Yeah. Demon army.
Right? Well, you think you would have learned from your ancestor Moses. Like, you can have fucking these demons sing and let my people go. It's going to be a problem. They're going to revolt.
Well, I always think it's really interesting that it's like, in most of these stories, like it's like demons are like in these things are represented as knowing as having like deep knowledge of everything, you know, whether they're I'm not exactly sure if it's whether they're just because they're immortal and they've just been around for a long time. So they know a lot of stuff, or it's like they have access to some kind of, you know, they have some database or something that they're just like, yeah.
Man, he fools them so easily, though.
Yeah, I know. They are pretty dumb. Like they're not dipshits. Yeah, they're not super smart. So Solomon learns from one of his like advisors that Asmodeus like lives in like a distant mountain. So, and he goes to a specific well every day.
He's thirsty.
And where he, you know, where he drinks. So Solomon sends this one advisor to go and capture Asmodeus, right? Which would be like a shitty job, I feel like, if you're like the advisor, you're like, hey, I need you to go capture the king of demons. And you're like, Like, shouldn't you do that?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Like, aren't you the most beloved by God?
You don't
want
the ring, buddy.
Like, no.
The ring. Like, what do you want me to do?
I got king stuff to do. I got to chop babies up. Like, I cut babies in half. Yeah, like, I'm busy. I got an appointment today.
It's like crazy. He sends us one guy out to the mountain. He finds the well. And then just the one day he digs a hole under the well, drains the fucking well, fills the well back up with wine, makes like a false top so he can't see the wine, but still somehow the demon drinks the wine. It's a fucking funny story, man.
I feel like this wise man is like not only like wise, but he's like jacked. He's just like goes, you know, it's just this dude. He's just got like fucking, he's carrying the little staff with like rings on it, but he's just like jacked huge. Just like,
I'm picturing Scorpion King. Yeah. I'm looking at like Scorpion King, fucking badass.
And so, yeah, it's like, so it's basically getting Asmodeus like drop, like fall down drunk. Like
it's after wasted.
Which is like, I feel like if you took that first sip, like you'd be, you know, you'd be like, this water tastes funny. But I'm the king of demons.
He probably loves it.
Isn't the story like he kind of knew it was, but he was just thirsty. So like, I guess I'll just have to drink it.
I guess I'm getting fucked up.
Anyway, it's disappointing that the king of demons can't hold his liquor. You know, I thought it'd be the opposite.
But put it this way. Like, you're the king of demons. You got all this wine. You're thirsty. You're in your own fucking cave. You're not bothering anybody. You're not driving.
It's true. Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. You're just hanging out. Right?
You don't expect to be captured by a fucking seal of Solomon, the ring of God.
Yeah, dude. You're just hanging out in your cave.
Yeah. You're just going out there. Getting a little crazy. Getting your well, you know, your wine well on. You're like, yeah, cool. Like, oh, you're like, this is nuts. Yeah. Like, did Jesus stop by? Like,
thanks, Jesus.
And so he like, yeah, he like slugs down this, that's a lot of wine if you're going to put it in a well. I imagine that's a lot of wine to get him drunk. But as once he becomes intoxicated and drops his guard, the wise man like eventually like it binds him with these chains, which are inscribed with the divine name. So like
he like throws an amulet on his neck,
which is dope as hell. You know, and like, you know, this jacked wizard dude just like jumping out of the bushes, like ha ha, like fucking slapping the manacles on, just like ha ha.
Yeah, basically, he puts a leash on this guy, and then they fucking whip him. Yeah. Like, it's kind of kinky.
Yeah, no more sucking toes for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, weirdo.
But yeah, so it's like once he binds him with the chains, he puts the seal of Solomon on Asmodeus's fingers, as said, and then that binds him, ensuring that he cannot escape. Eventually, he brings the king of the demons to King Solomon, and then even though, like, I guess the whole time, like, Asmodeus is just like raging. Like, he's just like threatening everybody, probably calling everybody a lot of names. And then he's just like, but he can't break out of these bonds. So, I mean, like, what else do you do? It must be crazy having a demon curse at you. Like,
yeah, it'd be kind of scary.
He probably just pulls up some really personal shit. Really deep, dark shit, and you're just like, oh.
It's like that three-tone demon voice too, like super guttural. Yeah.
And I bet,
but you know what though would be great about that is like he's talking all that shit. He's like, "Fuck, I don't know, fuck your sister," and you're like, "Yeah, that's cool, man. Can you go pick up that fucking rock and go put it over there?"
The thing, and think about it, it's like in the story, it's like the mountain is really distant, and that wise man had to walk all that way. And I feel like he's like D from like Sunny. It's Always Sunny, but like, we berated that bitch for like 3 hours straight, that demon's just like,
"You big dumb bird."
Yeah, that demon's Asmodeus is just railing on this guy for like fucking a week. And like, you know, gets back and he's like, you know, Solomon's like, "Hey, how was it?" It's like, "It's fine. It's real good. Yeah. It's fine." Tears in his eyes. Just like, I'm going to, you know, cried for like a week after that. Just like, yeah, I'm just going to be in my room crying for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month. I mean, what else are you doing? Yeah, the king of demons fucking
talking shit to you.
Talking shit all the
time. Yeah, but at the same time too, you'd be like, fucking, what's up, buddy? What are you going to do? You can't do nothing. You ain't shit.
Fucking, you got drunk. You got drunk, dummy.
Yeah.
I'd be talking shit to that demon so crazy. Hard.
Yeah. Fire, you little bitch. What are you going to do?
And then just praying that he doesn't get loose.
Yeah. Well, and then you can think of all the things you can make him do. You're in total control. You
suck your own toes. Ah.
Oh, fucking gross. Guess what, buddy? You ain't sucking toes anymore.
Suck your own toes. So then Solomon, you know, attains gets the ring back, and he puts it on his finger, and then basically has control over Asmodeus and brings him under his power to go ahead and, you know, help with the construction of the temple. And so he gives Solomon advanced architectural knowledge, what's kind of described as like this special knowledge to build this temple and make it as magnificent as possible, you know, moving, you know, heavy stones and stuff, and building it, I think, a lot faster than like normal people would be able to build it.
It's just picking up two-ton stones above his head.
Just building that. And
he also built the pyramids of Egypt.
The guy fucking curls the stones at Baalbek.
Yeah.
Like, no problem.
And like, I think it's also under this, it's like during this period of time, you know, when you look at it in certain stories, it's like Solomon also brings other demons in to kind of help with this, like other demons that have control over.
Well, you got Asmodeus or whatever the fuck his name is. Rachmi Amadeus is doing labor. Yeah. They bring the fucking succubus in to be your electrician. Like, you got fucking different, they all specialize in different things.
Yeah, I think there's Onoskelis is the, Onoskelis is the... The succubus is a female demon. That one of them. One of the other ones is there is one. So I thought it was a little interesting that one of the Abesthapod is not only like a spirit or a demon. It's actually a fallen angel. So it's like it's kind of interesting that the ring also gives you power not only over demons, spirits, but also technically like a fallen angel, which is.
All the demons were fallen.
Yeah, didn't the demons go with Lucifer from hell? They got from heaven.
Wasn't that
cast out one third of hell, one third of heaven?
I think it kind of depends. Yeah, it kind of depends.
That's
on
how
which
they
one.
Became demons.
It depends what story you read, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on which ones, because it's like they could be like they're jinn. Because also like in the Islamic faith, like you know these they're jinn. Yeah. Like they're elementals things. Like they're separate from angels. Yeah. They're just like the you know the elemental embodiments of like chaos or those kinds of things. They exist.
We have a jinn over here. He is demon of sucking toes, huh?
No, thank you, sir. Do you have any?
What do you mean, buddy?
Do you have any that can mix cement? Like, please.
It's like, could you imagine? It's like you got all these evil guys, like I eat babies and all these weird fucking demons, and then you just have the one guy. And you're like, so what do you do, man? He's like, well, you know, I suck toes.
You do what? Sorry.
You're like, that's pretty fucked up.
Suck what?
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he's the outcast of the demons.
Spray him with the hose.
Everyone's talking shit about that deep behind that demon's back all the time.
Oh yeah.
Piece of garbage. Suffering toes.
Yeah. We'll be talking about stuff. We'll be talking about, you know, we're out there living it up, lust, you know, going up there, like seducing women and stuff. And this guy's like, hey, I just want to suck toes. And you're like, oh,
yeah,
come on.
He's got a foot fetish, man. It happens.
So it's like, so he'll have these other demons that come in. Yeah, you have ones that are like in chart, like they, you know, they can have power over fire, over destruction, or these things, you know, moving stuff around, or whether they're taking up. I imagine like you have a whole construction crew, you know, like all fucking Constructicons, except they're demons, like walking around doing all this work, which is always like, it's just like, that sounds like just the coolest spectacle to be having a bunch of demons just building your temple for you.
It would be a sight.
I mean, yeah. Until they form until they form a union, and then you're in trouble. File formal grievance.
Demon union.
These holy bindings are too tight. medical coverage. We demand a dental plan. Too much sucking toes. More sucking toes. No, less sucking toes. We're not putting that in there. So, in some versions of the story, it's said that eventually, Asmodeus does get his revenge and
shape. He sucks his toes.
He might suck toes. I'm not sure. That might be in part of the story. But
sucking Solomon's toes.
Eventually, he tricks Solomon in some way or manner, depending on which story that you read, and he manages to convince him to lend him the ring. Which is like, I don't know, if you're the wisest man in the world, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to give you the ring. I'm not going to give you the ring. Like, but for the sake of the story, like he gives it to him, and then Asmodeus is like, "See ya," and then just either like whips him through a portal or something, and then whisks him away, like out very far away, away from his kingdom. So Solomon has to like work his way back, and then so like while he's doing this, Asmodeus shapeshifts and takes the form of Solomon and rules in his stead, and goes pretty nuts with it, probably sucking everybody's toes.
Oh yeah,
you know,
he outlaws shoes. Yeah, ain't nobody wearing shoes.
Well, I think everybody's nobody wearing sandals anyways, but like back then,
wow, sandals, nothing. bare toes.
Wasn't the other like? Isn't there another story where like after the building was done, they stuck them all in a bunch of bottles.
Yeah.
Buried them underneath the temple.
That is, that's another part of the story, that when the, and it's said that like after the construction is complete, Solomon takes all these jinn and these demons and, you know, has them sealed up in like specially made constructed bottles.
Get in the bottle.
The bottle. And hides them underneath.
It's time for your pine cone.
Because, you know,
pineapple.
pineapple. And they store them underneath the Temple of Solomon. And it's said that when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, believed that eventually they came and the destruction of the Temple of Solomon, it said that soldiers down there, when they found these things, like, you know, they apparently, because what do you do when you see, like, when you find a bunch of bottles buried underneath the temple that are all like probably all crazy runes and stuff written up on them and Jeff, and you're just like,
gotta break them. Yeah, you're sacking the thing.
Boom, demon town. Like, that's what happens. Like, everybody's getting their tails sucked. That's one of the stories, is that they have these demons being released after that. And that's been one of the things, you know, after all of the treasures are plundered and all of this stuff, you have the releasing of all these demons. It's just like, yeah, okay, great.
And now that's why the world is the way it is today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Demons are running
in place. So Asmodeus like did rule and saw, that's kind of one of the things, you know, the story being kind of like a whole thing about pride and, you know, being too arrogant, having Asmodeus pretty much like rule in his stead, shape form as him, and then just being kind of like, you know, until Solomon eventually comes back. And it's like the whole thing is
return,
like,
turn of the Solomon.
The whole thing is, it's also kind of like, it's all kind of like about the kind of like the grace of God, because it's like apparently like Asmodeus is like in so to make sure that Solomon doesn't get the ring back, he apparently like chucks it into the ocean. Like he just like throws it into the ocean. He's like, haha, you know, Solomon will never take this ring back and control me ever again. He'll never get that power. But the ring is then eaten by a fish, which that fish is then caught by a fisherman and then served to Solomon, eating in some tavern and, you know, whatever. And then he cuts it open and he finds the ring again.
And that's like, why a bunch of fucking Christian moms driving soccer mom vans have those little fishes on the back of their cars.
Yeah.
The little decal. That's exactly why.
Yes.
Comes around is all around.
Rules the road, bubs. Rules the road.
But yeah, it's like, so this seal of Solomon is always just a really interesting piece of thing where it's like, you know, if you look through one certain lens of ancient aliens, like, is this some kind of like technology that was given to him? Is it something like these spirits are like, what are they? Like, you know, it's like, are they robots? I don't know. Like, you know, it could be like something that he could control or something like that. Or
it really makes me wonder, and this is like, we're getting fucking crazier, stupid even. But like, you look at the world, like, so they release these demons, right? Yeah. They're free from all we know, sure. Right? Demons are free. Like, it's the only thing that explain the rampant fucking anti-Semitism throughout history. Like, these demons are controlling people to hate the Jews. Because you're like, why else? With like, every explanation. They're like, you go back to fucking post-World War I Germany. And they're like, well, these guys have banks and look like they're doing well.
They're up to no good.
So we better fucking put them in fucking showers and gas them. You're like, that seems a little extreme. Right? Like, why? Like, it's because the demons.
It's still the demons' revenge from way back.
Exactly. The demons are trying to get one back.
They've got a few back, it sounds ancestors. Like.
Yeah, they have.
Got a few back.
But I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, I don't know why. Why have these people had such horrible fucking luck throughout history?
The last 2,000 years, yeah.
Yeah, like...
But it's, yeah, like this Seal of Solomon, and like you mentioned before, the Lesser Key of Solomon, like all of these objects and these things are kind of mentioned all...
I prefer to call it the Ancient Pokedex.
Are all mentioned like throughout history. And some of them would play like important parts, and even some of like the occult, you know, the occult and like esoteric societies that have popped up over the years. I mean, even I think Freemasonry is like, that's part of it. Any of those things. Well... Freemasonry is just like Solomon Temple and all of those things. You have to roll in.
You try to look into this subject at all on YouTube, and it's a bunch of fucking dudes with eyeliner on and like 60 fucking rings.
Honestly, being
like, I will tell you of
this. Of all the podcasts, of all like the podcast topics over the years, sometimes I'll like just search one, see what's out there. Just maybe have a little listen to another show here and there. This one had none.
Nothing,
dude.
Which is nice.
There was a guy in a fucking car, and you could like hear the traffic around him, and he's just like talking about it, kind of, but you couldn't really hear it because it was so noisy.
Probably still gets more views.
He's probably killing it. There's that one, and another guy who, like, and a couple other in like not in English. Like
yeah. YouTube's
what it's not even
outrageous
like,
about
not this. Even like just the yeah it's like just the idea of this thing like having this specific ring or this power to control these, you know, whether they're demons or whether they're actual, you know, demons from hell or some kind of interdimensional entities that he used, something like that. Like it's something that if you go back and look at it through a specific lens, you're like, this is kind of crazy. Like, I mean, it's nuts. A lot of this stuff, even this stuff, like if you go into a lot of like occult stuff, like all of the crazy stuff they want to say about magic and stuff kind of comes from here. Like any of that, a lot of it is like pulled up from this, you know, upside down, pentagrams, all of that stuff. Like it all kind of is here, mixed in here. And so it's like if you wanted to do magic, like you needed these grimoires and you need these things that like, these are the OG fucking Solomon's like goth king.
Who has them now? Have they survived or did they get burnt? I was burned in the fucking
apparently Alexandria. Somebody thought they just uncovered it.
Really?
Right? Yes. I was in like Turkey or something.
Wait, the ring or like the books or both?
The ring.
Like the stash of Solomon.
I think.
Imagine that temple.
I know they had a thing that was like in 2014. They had it, like they had uncovered like a piece of, it was mostly like an inventory almost of like the things that, like were held in the Temple of Solomon or like Solomon's treasures. And like some of these things were like in there. So it's kind of hard to like pick out. I mean, a lot of people, like even being Solomon, even if he is like a real person, you're just like, was he is all of these things that he is attributed to him. A lot of this stuff was never him, like the Song of Solomon, like a lot of these things, like he never wrote any of this stuff that's in the Bible. Like a lot of the writings that are attributed to Solomon weren't written by him. They were like, they're penned like 1500 years after he died. And then
isn't that like most of the Bible?
Most of the Bible. Yeah. But like stuff that they would specifically attribute to him. Yeah.
Right.
It would be like
they didn't take his biography written by him and then upload it later.
Yeah. they would have if they could have.
They think they found it in Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
So it was taken to Turkey at some point.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if it's in the Vatican.
Don't open that vault though. Fuck.
It is for sure.
Down there. Or at least one of them. Because there's supposed to be two. There's supposed to be like the Lesser Key of Solomon, then there's like the Key of Solomon. They're both grimoires. Like they're both, I think one of like they, and they both like hold specific stuff. I think
it's, I'm telling you right now, it's in the Vatican for sure. Those creepy priests are using it to get their toes sucked on a regular basis.
For sure.
Yeah. 100%.
It's hard to imagine like what, you know, a person would do with these kinds of things. Did we mention them in one? No. We might. We talked about different grimoires and things like this. But some of the stuff is like, nah, this is magic, man. This is straight up magic. And they're always, it's just always really funny where you're like, oh, like you have all these Christian things and they hate witches. They're burning witches. But you're like, dude, in the Bible, he's summoning up fucking demons. Like, what are you guys doing?
It's pretty rad.
It's a cool story. My others just think it's pretty interesting that you're like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, give you power over demons. All right. Like, that's how we're going to do this. And then you use them for something like kind of mundane where it's like, you're not even mundane. It's like, I guess it's like, you're not using them to conquer the world like some anime villain or something, you know, which you normally would do. You're like, oh, I have this magic ring that gives me control of demons. Well, better fucking take over the country, overthrow the government. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's already doing pretty good. Like, he's already... abused God. He's God's basically, what do you want? And he's like, I want 1,000 bitches. I want a temple made of gold. I want to be the smartest person alive.
Big brain. Big
you
dick.
Know, like he's all abusing it. Yeah. Solomon's abusing it. He's, listen, these guys trying to cut babies in half. Like, fucking.
Dude, the story, some of the stories from
slavery. He's in a slavery.
The stories from the Old Testament, a lot of them are just fucking insane. Yeah. Just crazy, yeah. Dude.
He's like, bitch, my dad fucking cut off 500 foreskins of Philistines, man. Like, fucking to marry some princess. Like, they did that. Come from a long line of foreskin cutters.
Foreskin cutters and giant killers. Like, we can't be stopped.
Stop. Until he falls to temptation. And starts.
Yeah, he does.
And the believable one is the giant killer, like that sling. I've seen like videos of people using that type of like sling like that. And crush.
That thing would go straight through a head, like a copper bronze helmet. Like that thing would like fucking kill you.
Could get a,
that is a pretty believable story because I bet you like that guy, Goliath, think probably like 5'9".
Yeah.
Dude, even if he was 6'3", it would have seemed like the biggest man on the planet.
6'3" would have been unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, was the average height 5 feet?
Maybe. It still is. These are my people.
But I would imagine some people would get pretty, like, so 6 foot plus person would be a giant.
But I don't care.
I still consider them giants. Every time I see somebody six
I'm,
foot.
I'm almost a giant. Fuck. I'm almost a giant. Not quite.
Yeah.
You got giants.
I'm almost there.
You.
But yeah, those fucking slings.
Yeah. I don't care how tall you are. That thing has got fucking murky.
they use a pretty big rock too. And they can just whip
if he picked
it
out
so
like a
hard.
Good stone, you know, because he went to the river and picked out those 3 stones and he's like, yeah, this one's pretty fucking good. And just like, bang, like, you know, man.
Like, how fast is that rock going fucking 100 miles an hour?
You're dead. Like, I don't care what you had to be wearing like a full, like, hell, like, frog helm or something to be like,
get you right in the temple or something, right in the. Dead.
Yeah, but even like you wouldn't want to survive that. You'd be coming up like, it's okay, guys. It's not that bad.
Just a vegetable.
You know, you're fucked. Hey,
not
you guys.
So good. Can't think so good no more. Like, you know, you're done. The Seal of Solomon is always an interesting thing. And there's plenty of other weird stuff in the Bible that you're kind of like, oh, this is crazy. Like, you're just given this magic ring by some divine entity and is just kind of like, you can do all this kind of cool stuff with it. And
all you got to do is write these 4 letters on it and it's good to go.
Just write the 4 letters, draw the hexagram on there and you're good to go. We'd be building, you know, doing home projects with your demons, you know, have them do housework for you.
It probably doesn't work in English, though. You need those ancient characters.
That's true.
Like, you can't just write. Power.
And but that's, write, we don't know what it's made
like,
out of.
Seal, you can't just write like demon catcher in English or whatever and put it on a fucking stone and then you're good. It doesn't work that way.
And there's also, I mean, like we mentioned before, like the composition of the ring, I think is important also because it's like, we're not really sure about like what it was made out of. They say brass and iron. They say gold. It was encrusted with like certain gemstones to give it power. There's also mention.
And you got to wear it on your pinky.
Yeah, you have to wear it on your pinky. Wear it on your pinky. And you have to say in brightest day or darkest night. All demons will respect my might. I don't know.
I like that.
That is good.
And then but there's also mention of like magical ink. Like there's some kind of like, you know, they inscribed it with some kind of like a, you know, an ink that had some kind of mystical properties to imbue it with the potent powers or something like that. So it's like maybe that's important as well to enhance the effectiveness of the seal. Because like I said, I mentioned like earlier, it's like the Seal of Solomon is not just the ring itself. It's like the symbol that is like inscribed on it. So it's like you can do certain things with the ring, the way it's inscribed in the ring and the composition of the ring, like enhance the powers of the seal itself. So you could like inscribe the seal. Like I think there's mention of it being like inscribed on various objects. Like you can talismans and whatever to protect from evil or grant some power over spirits or things like this. You know, I think you could use it like to combat possession and things like that. And you could have, you know, something. And if you put it on the ring and you constructed in such a way, it conducted, you know, all the powers to be like focused into the ring, and then you can have the power over a king of demons or whatever, you know, which would make more sense that it's like, that has to be like a certain ring made of gold with sweet jewels on it. Cause like you wouldn't want just anybody having a super cool ring, and you know, who else is going to have access to super cool jewels and gold and brass.
Well, you need the combination of the two metals. That's probably like the major property. And then the insignia on top. That's what, cause it's like the energy between the two. That's gotta be the secret, because you can't just put that on anything and just start trapping demons. So it wouldn't make sense.
No. Yeah. Cause anybody could do it then.
It's probably like some type of, like, if it's, say this is like a divine ring, God's got all knowledge. He knows how to make these alloys that no one else does. Yeah. So he gave him some type of fucking God's gold alloy fucking ring.
Yeah. Or it's made of ortalcum, like the Atlantean metal or whatever.
Something we don't even know.
Yeah. It's there's mentions of some things. It's like there is
meteorite.
Mystical
tungsten alloy. Meteorite. Yeah.
Aluminium.
Oh, there you go. There's the alloy.
Yeah.
it is a super interesting thing where you can have something like this exist within the world of, like, you know, that Christianity, and you're just like, hey guys, nobody talks about these things except on YouTube. Apparently I didn't look up a lot of videos on YouTube, but just a lot of text.
I didn't have time to look up videos. I was looking up for podcasts and they all were garbage. So just read.
Yeah.
While driving.
On the highway.
On the highway.
And rush hour.
Of course. Well, definitely rush. I couldn't move, so I was just reading in my truck. Very safe.
So, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if you want to like pull this stuff out. Like, it's just like this. It's like, it's so full. The Bible is so full of stuff that we're talking about. Like, you know, if it is some kind of like extraterrestrial intervention where you have these things and they're trying to build some kind of kingdom down here, or, you know, or it's like some deal where it's just like one alien just being like, yeah, I like this guy. Like, I like this guy. This guy's doing it. He's doing the right stuff, you know? And it's just like,
he's sucking toes.
What kind of guy? Toes. Like, he's not sucking enough toes. Needs demons to help him suck toes. Like, you know, and you're just like, man, what are you going to? All these, you get all these really sweet rad ass demons to do all your dirty work for you. And, or like Andrew mentioned before, is this like just a metaphor for slavery? They're not actually demons.
No, it's just an excuse.
Yeah, it's just a metaphor.
No, it's different than what the Egyptians did to us. Okay, these are demons.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not. Totally subhuman.
No, they're fucking demons.
From a different world, different plane, different realm of existence.
This guy sucks toes.
Fuck these guys.
Fuck that guy. It is cool. Like, that type of like ancient lore is so cool.
It's all esoterica stuff where it's like, yeah, and all of this stuff is picked up, like I said, in like all the occults and stuff. Like, if you go back to, you know, Freemasonry and the Rosicrucian and like all that stuff has to do, because I mean, a lot of those are kind of like offshoots or, you know, spinoffs of like from within Christian, Orthodox, Kabbalistic, Jewish, all that kind of amalgamation of all these cool little esoterica from the Bible. And in texts, in holy texts, and they kind of just throw it all, mishmash it all together to make it like, pick out the coolest parts. And then you're like, yeah. Like, you know, Seal of Solomon, you know, super cool handshakes and like all that kind of cool stuff. You know, it's like, oh, we possess the grimoire of, you know, and they're having their D&D nights. They're like super cool D&D nights. To kind of play along. And you're like, yeah, they pull this stuff from here that existed. Or, if it existed.
Cool. It is cool.
Very cool. It's very cool.
We'll have to put some more ancient lore on the list. Anyways, let's wrap this one up. That was fun. Something different. Something a little different. Not aliens, or were they?
Or were they?
Or maybe. Were they?
Can't rule it out.
Aliens, demons, one and the same?
Aliens, demons, or slavery? Which one is it?
Why are aliens crawling into your room at night?
Why are they sucking your toes?
Suck your toes.
I'm playing button doing.
I like how it went from thumb just to strictly toes. We're like,
because it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Worth the toes.
I don't know.
Nobody sucks toes. Babies suck thumbs. Like, you know, right. Like nobody sucks toes.
Somebody else sucking your thumb? Like,
you guys let us know what's worse. Demon sucking your thumb or demon sucking on your toes. You have no control. You're paralyzed. Yeah. You're sleep paralysis. Here comes a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows you're fucking paralyzed. And he's like, and he's looking at you right in the eye.
Get those little bees.
Right in the eye. And then he just kind of slides off and then back under the bed.
Oh, God. I'll be back.
See you tomorrow. That's the fucking worst. Mm. Awesome. All right. That's it for us this week. We'll be back.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.